The Industrial Revolution began during the 1760s and continued throughout the early to mid-1800s. It was an era that marked changes to the economy as manufacturing grew. This set the motion for many changes in our society, including the way people with disabilities were treated. Families that once lived on rural farms moved to the city and took on specialized factory tasks and manual labor jobs. Many of the new industrial jobs that were created were not well suited for people with intellectual disabilities. Many of the individuals with intellectual disabilities were unable to maintain their employment, which contributed to a rise in homelessness, crime, and poverty. In the late 1700s and early 1800s, Dr. Attard, a French doctor, documented the work that he had done with Victor, who was considered a feral child. Feral means wild or being raised in a non-domestic environment. Dr. Attard worked with Victor to try to teach him new skills. While Victor didn't make as much progress as Dr. Attard had hoped for, this work was important because it proved that it was possible to teach social and other skills through a systematic approach. This revolutionary approach established a foundation for the training and teaching methods that we use today. During this time, the first residential facility for people with intellectual disabilities was opened in Switzerland in 1841. It was called Abenberg, and it served as a model for many other institutions. It was the first time that people with disabilities were sent away from society. The institution was advertised from a point of optimism, a feeling that people with intellectual disabilities could be trained, cured, and then reintegrated into society. In 1848, Dr. Seguin, a student of Dr. Attard, immigrated to the United States, where he continued Dr. Attard's work. Seguin used many teaching techniques, such as modeling behavior, individualized instruction, and behavior management. His work has impacted our current knowledge of working with people with disabilities.